Prepare
yourself
for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me all over the country and right here in Central Texas on our AM and FM affiliates, the Internet, Global Shortwave, and Satellite. Thank you for tuning in. It is the 21st day of January, 2007. Hard to believe the first month of the new year is already getting a bit long in the tooth. We have a very important transmission for you today. We'll have wide open phones as well on any issue you'd like to discuss concerning the news and developments on our planet today. The criminal, the witch, the socialist, the un-American piece of filth, Hillary Clinton, the liar, has announced, as you know, over the weekend, Saturday morning, that she will be running for president. Now, I pulled up her statements 2 years ago, a year ago, and 6 months ago, and we're writing an article about this for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that'll be up by tomorrow evening, where she lied and promised that she was not going to run for president and said that she had no intention to and was not going to. Now, when the Clintons tell you something, you know it is the complete 180-degree polar opposite. And indeed, it is the polar opposite in every single respect. But the field isn't any better on the Republican side. Newt Gingrich, who's been calling for an end to the First Amendment, a total domestic surveillance police state, and open borders. Newt Gingrich, who has been pushing for a North American Union, Newt Gingrich, the Council on Foreign Relations co-chairman, is just as bad. He is not a conservative, and he is a danger to this republic. And we've got all the rest of them, Barack Obama, all of them. If they're being given national attention and they're being pushed and the media is telling you how good they are, you can believe they're in the hip pocket of the New World Order. That's the big global banks that own our Federal Reserve and literally own our country and are waging war against our Constitution and Bill of Rights. Now, you probably haven't heard the press give a lot of attention of what was announced now, I guess, 9-10 days ago, not this Friday, but the Friday before, when Congressman Ron Paul announced that he is running for president in 2008, a Vietnam veteran, a medical doctor, the most conservative member of Congress with the most conservative voting record. He will openly talk about the World Government Program. He will openly talk about a cover-up on 9/11. I've interviewed him probably 50, 60 times over the years. I've been had dinner with him several times. I know Congressman Ron Paul. He is the best candidate. I mean, he'd be a good candidate in 1776. He'd be a good candidate in 1800. I mean, this guy is founding father type material, a perfect voting record on the borders, on the Second Amendment, on everything. A real conservative. The liberals like him because he's anti-war. That is real liberals, real grassroots liberals. Conservatives like him. He's pro-gun, wants to control our borders. And the libertarians love him because he's really a libertarian and sprung from the libertarian ranks. I was out of town. I took a well-deserved, and tell you, it was great just to get out of Austin and the allergies. It was rejuvenating. I took a week-long vacation. Wasn't here last Sunday. I'm here now, back, ladies and gentlemen. And so I was unable to interview him last week, but my fill-in host, Jack Blood, did sit in. But that was for a 20-minute interview. In the next few weeks, I'm going to have a full hour with the congressman on my syndicated radio show. In fact, that's my weekday one. I think I might just invite the congressman on this new Sunday syndicated transmission we're doing in a little marriage with Emmis and Genesis Communications here out of studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm going to give Ron Paul my full support. The problem is the Democrats, which is my right as an American in the First Amendment, it's my right, but the Democrats, as was predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, The Democrats are calling for the fairness doctrine to be brought back. That's like calling the Patriot Act patriotic. You've got to love these Orwellian terms, the fairness doctrine. Totally unfair. Did you know until 1988, you couldn't have a talk radio show in the U.S. and mention anything about politics? You couldn't say you were pro-gun. You couldn't say you were against or for abortion. You couldn't say you were for missile defense or not for missile defense. And it got changed, and a whole industry and free speech burgeoned out of that. They're openly talking about bringing back the fairness doctrine, but not just to talk radio. Oh, no. Oh, no. I have here before me, bloggers who criticize government may face prison time. I have the actual subsections of the bill that has now, believe it or not, already passed out of the House and gone into the Senate. I mean, this is happening right now, and I have the subsection of the legislation here in front of me. We'll be covering that for you, that will not allow you to have political views on the Internet. And by the way, how many years is that? 10, 12, and 7? We're talking about 17, 18 years since the Fairness Doctrine was overturned. Before that, because they overturned it in 88, didn't go into effect until 89. Before that, you didn't have free speech in this country in many respects when it came to print media, when it came to broadcast media, and now they're trying to bring it back to the Internet as well. They're doing the same thing in England, the same thing in the continent, in Europe. It is just absolutely incredible. So again, 19 years ago this changed. 18 years ago it went into effect. Some semblance of a First Amendment. That's free speech, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're having a frontal assault on it, and Bush is talking about signing it. Remember, Bush signed campaign finance reform. There's no reform about it. It doubled the money corporations could give, but then restricted the money that American citizens individually could give. So it actually restricted the people and empowered multinational corporations. There are two full-time lobbyists for each member of Congress. There is a full-time paid lobbyist plus for every single member of a state legislature in this country, and more than half of them are foreign registered lobbyists. Okay? So foreign governments and foreign corporations can lobby our government, but they're doing everything they can so the American people can't do it. Now, let me tell you something. When they passed that campaign finance reform bill, it stated that I and any other talk show host or any other website operator or news site or blogger, say, couldn't interview the head of the NRA 6 weeks before an election. You know what we did? We said, you can take a hike and you can go right off the nearest cliff if you feel like. You can go fly a kite, jump in the lake, whatever you want to do. We're ignoring this, and we did ignore it. Everyone ignored it, and they were unable to implement it. Okay, I'll interview whoever I want. If I want to interview Ralph Nader right before the election, I didn't support him for president, but I interviewed him, I'm going to do it. And if I want to interview Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, I'm going to do it. And let me tell you something else I'm going to do. I'm going to write whatever I want on the Internet. I'm going to say whatever I want. And I don't care. Damn the torpedoes. We're going full steam ahead. This is the United States of America. And Hillary Clinton or George Bush or any, and they're all in business together. Don't delude yourselves. Don't be fooled by that dog and pony show. It is the elite against the people. By the way, two separate Rupert Murdoch newspapers today have endorsed Hillary Clinton. Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes, the phony conservative kingmakers, they're there to control and manipulate the conservative movement and make sure it never helps take this country back. It came out 3 years ago that every week he has a 2 to 4 hour meeting with her, dinner with her. Ailes is there. They go on vacation together. He is pushing her for Senate, pushing her for president, but trying to keep it covert. And he thinks we're dumb, like we don't know the New York Post is owned by Murdoch, like we don't know the Times of London's owned by him. I got both of them right here in my hand endorsing this witch, this liar. Unbelievable. We're on to you, phony conservatives, and we're going to bring you down. Up with Ron Paul, down with Hillary Clinton, down with Newt Gingrich, and all the rest of you open borders traitors. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Joel, Todd, Jeff, many others. We'll get into your calls here in just a few minutes. I got a lot here in front of me, a lot on my plate. There's this disgusting article out of the Times of London. There's another one out of the New York Post about how wonderful Hillary is and how good she is and how she's a wonderful person and how we all need to vote for her. And meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch's having campaign contribution events, raising her millions of dollars. I mean, the elite are really trying to position Hillary, and they're trying to say, well, she's a woman. It's like Nancy Pelosi, another traitor to America. Oh, since it's a woman, you can't be against her. And, oh, and Bill Richardson has now announced, the New Mexico governor, who was involved in all the Clinton cover-ups. It's incredible. Meanwhile, Bush Sr. vacations with the Clintons and calls Clinton his surrogate son, and Hillary wants to expand the war. Hillary's for the Patriot Act. She voted for the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. She voted for all of this legislation that has nothing to do with security and everything with the police state. It's simple. The elite have circled the wagons against the people. It's happened all throughout history. They know we're waking up to their corruption, and they're trying to do everything they can to restrict our freedoms, restrict our free speech, while at the same time with the North American Union busting open our borders. And Bush right now, the Democratic-controlled Congress, is trying to pass the amnesty plan that they have repackaged as a guest worker program, as if 30 million, and that's the real number, illegal aliens in this country isn't enough to bring down the wages and bring down the sovereignty of this country. Also, they love all the illegal aliens becoming citizens because they have no history of freedom, and they'll pull the lever in the voting booth for gun control, socialism, you name it. But let me right now get into the First Amendment attacking issue that I discussed. This is a story that we put together up on Infowars.net, but if you go read the article, again, every statement we make is sourced and linked to the legislation. Let me read some of this. Bloggers who criticize government may face prison. Bill would allow rounding up and imprisoning of non-registered political writers. And it goes on to say, you'd be forgiven for thinking that it was some new restriction on free speech in communist China, but it isn't. The U.S. government wants to force bloggers and online grassroots activists to register and regularly report their activities to Congress and be under campaign finance laws in the latest astonishing attack on the Internet and the First Amendment. Richard A. Vigory, who I've interviewed, chairman of GrassrootsFreedom.com, a website dedicated to fighting efforts to silence grassroots movements, states, quote, Section 220 of S1, the lobbying reform bill currently before the Senate, would require grassroots causes, even bloggers who communicate with more than 500, I communicate with 5 million a week conservatively. Let me go back. Even bloggers who communicate to 500 or more members of the public or policy matters to register and report quarterly to Congress, the same as the big K Street lobbyist. Section 220 would amend existing lobbying reporting law by creating the most expansive intrusion on First Amendment rights ever. For the first time in history, critics of Congress will need to register and report with Congress itself. And it goes on to talk about the actual wording and the laws that we'll be under. That's current lobbying laws. So now all of your free speech on the Internet, and there also there's an accompanying section on talk radio, of course, will have to be registered. If I say I don't like Hillary Clinton, oh, I've been political now. This is all political sleight of hand. Take churches 50 years ago. Did you know churches 50 years ago didn't have 501c3 and 501c4 tax exemptions? First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law, has no power. But they just told churches, oh, it's a new regulation. Just fill out these forms, it's free, send them in, and you get your tax exemption. Churches had always had it since the founding of this country. But it was all just sleight of hand. It wasn't even a law. It was color law. Then they signed on to a contract with that tax exemption form and volunteered into the system. So it was a contract. They signed a civil contract with the state. And then now, I've had friends that go to Baptist churches bring me back letters. They give them and say, don't talk about politics in the pews. Don't talk about it in Sunday school. Don't talk about it at church-sponsored dinners at steakhouses. Don't talk about who you're for. We could lose our exemption. I mean, now they're saying preachers don't have any free speech, and then the parishioners don't have any free speech. It's the same thing with this. They just go, oh, we're just telling you to register. We're telling you that you can't interview people 6 weeks before an election. Nothing political anymore. They just tell you, and we just go along with it. It's unbelievable. Of course we have free speech. Of course I can get on talk radio and talk about the people I support or the people I don't support. You can call in and talk about what you believe and what you think. It's so un-American. And both political parties are supporting this legislation. Why is that? Because with all the money that the telecommunications company spent in 2006, in 2006, the Associated Press reported that over $150 million was spent by the big telecommunications companies, much of which are global, by the way, aren't even U.S.-based, in Congress, just federally. They're also lobbying at the state level to pass this new telecommunications package. Remember the end of net neutrality, the end of net freedom? And it failed by a couple votes because of our gargantuan grassroots resistance. They want to label your website, your blog, your MySpace account, everything you do. And see, they're not going to be able to shut it down individually. So they're going to go after ISPs, the Internet Service Providers. They're going to go after the radio stations, the radio networks. And they're going to have the executives of those companies implement this over the people that work in the talk radio industry and over people who have blogs and websites on a server at a telecommunications company. That's how they bring you this stuff. It isn't even laws. It's just all mumbo jumbo. But then they will loop you into a law under campaign finance reform and add you into it, and that's where the criminal penalties come in. And you try to explain this to the average person, they just don't even have a clue. The basic question for everyone out there is, are you going to let them take your power away to, in a yearly period, be able, if you communicate with over 500 people on the Internet, you are now a registered lobbyist. You have to register with them, and then that's just the start. Then more and more regulations will get piled on top of this. No, I'm not going to go along with it. I'm not going to be part of it. Here's an analogy. Here's something analogous to that locally. This morning, I wanted to take my wife and children down and walk on the Greenbelt because the, you know, the Barton Creek's got some water in it. I drove down there. Anytime it rains, any amount, they shut it all down. It's what control freaks do. It's to train you that the state and the government is in control of everything. There were probably 60 cars there. No one was following it. Families, you name it, groups of children out on some type of field trip. There were hundreds of people down there, but the place we parked, 50, 60 cars, everybody just climbed the fence and went right in. It's the same thing. It's like the government saying, and they did say, black people aren't human beings, they're slaves. Blacks finally said, no, I'm a human being, and I'm not your slave. It's natural law. It's God-given rights. Okay, we'll use the green belt if we want to. We'll have free speech if we want to. You can try to surveil us and control us and manipulate us. It isn't going to work. We'll come back, go right to your calls, get into a bunch of other news. I got tons of stuff. They're talking about a huge strike, even an invasion of Iran. We'll give you the details of that.
Yo, top of the crown, raise the queen, a fatal mistake in your cradle, can't shake the dream, the fire beside of your phonograph, battle with gas to give you room to breathe to win that.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, Wristies.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
At 6 on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to plunge into your phone calls now, and then I will get into several really important reports here concerning the First Amendment, not just the attack on bloggers, the Internet, any free speech, having to register as a lobbyist. New York court, FBI might have violated First Amendment in efforts to take down conspiracy film. This isn't from PrisonPlanet.com. It's from the Associated Press. Yes, they don't even like conspiracy documentaries about concentration camps and martial law. So we'll be going into that. Also, U.S. plans invasion, broad attack on Iran. This is all over the foreign press from England to Japan. The particular report I have is out of the Korea Times. U.S. plans invasion, broad attack on Iran. A lot broader than what you've been hearing about these precision strikes using a combination of conventional bunker busters and low-yield nuclear warheads. So we'll be breaking that down as well for you. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the phone calls. Let's talk to Mark in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing, sir?
Good, sir.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Yeah, I just wanted to, I know there's so many different important stories, Alex, and I get a headache from having to, you know, keep up with all this stuff that's going on.
Oh, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you, Mark, and then I'm going to let you talk. I literally got back from vacation yesterday afternoon, and literally today I was sitting there in front of my computer for like 3 hours before I drove down to the studio, and I almost was like spinning. I was like, what do I cover? There's so much. How do I – because I can't just mention a story. I have to get into some detail, so there's no way to cover it all. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, very diffuse range of issues.
Well, there's so much proof of just the ongoing criminal program by the private interests that own our country now to totally enslave us and rob the hell out of us.
Yeah, yes.
The government's criminal. It's just out of control criminal.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, what I wanted to talk about, not that I agree with all of his positions anymore. I've kind of changed my position on certain things, i.e. border security and that sort of thing, because I'd be concerned the government might use that to, like, trap us in But I was on Pat Buchanan's steering committee for his 2000 campaign. And I'll never forget, you know, we got like very little traction and the media wouldn't cover our campaign and stuff like that. And, the usual refrain, the standard refrain coming from the media was, well, we cover the candidates that the people want to see. And you know, that's so circular, Alex, because nobody knows who's running for office unless the media tells them about it to begin with. And so this is what I wanted to get into.
Well, let me just comment on that. It's a feedback loop. They decide who to hype. I mean, Barack Obama, some freshman senator, you know, really no credibility or background, and they hype him like it's the second coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
Same thing with Hillary. Newt Gingrich, total slime ball.
And this is what so upsets me, and I'm so sad because here we have Ron Paul, very intelligent man. You know, he's an MD. The most conservative voting. I mean, that guy knows the Constitution. He actually votes in favor of the Constitution, and nobody knows who he is. In fact, this kind of crystallizes this whole situation. My stepdad has always been apolitical. He's never cared about politics. All of a sudden, he asked me, you know, how would I go about, you know, getting involved with the Barack Obama campaign? I'm like, look, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to be helping out Ron Paul's campaign. He's like, who?
I know. It's amazing. It's so frustrating. But listen, I'm supporting Ron Paul's campaign. Just getting him into Republican debates will be a great platform to educate the public. The Republican Party has targeted him. Tom DeLay helped rewrite his district in an attempt to defeat him because he's a conservative and they're not. And they don't like someone showing the fact that they're acting like conservatives, wolves in sheep's clothing, rhinos, Republican in name only. And even though they rewrote his district into a Democratic area, he then won by, what, 66% of the vote at this last midterm election. So he is well-known in conservative circles, and he has a good chance of getting the nomination. I think if he goes and camps out in New Hampshire, if he can win New Hampshire, Ron Paul can really get in there. But I think overall it's a diversion. That is, looking only, we get 55-60% turnouts for presidential elections. Why don't we get that? Why is it 8% nationally on average? Austin has the same average as the nation. 8%. Why? Why do we have 8%? That's where we can really take over. That's where we can have an effect. That's where we can circumvent the big lobbyists and all their money. I mean, the big guns are on Washington. They pretty much conquer it. Why aren't we focusing more on the locals? Because, again, the media doesn't give attention like it should to the local races. Or they give it to the local good old boys, the local kingmakers. Let's go ahead and take a call here from George in Florida. George, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
I missed you, Alex, all week.
Well, I'm back.
Well, anyway, I started going to Republican Party's meetings, starting to sell Ron Paul. I mean, I was one of those people who was getting ready to change Republican, go constitutionalist or libertarian, but when Ron Paul threw his hat in the ring, I say, all right, I'm going to stay in the GOP for two more years. And what I found out just going to some of these local party meetings and events that the people in the base are alienated from the leadership.
Oh, they hate. Listen. 84% in two separate national scientific polls, Mason-Dixon and Angus and Reid, 84% right before the last election a few months ago, 84% give the entire Congress a bad approval rating. Okay? Dick Cheney only has a 12% approval rating. Okay? Conservatives know the Republican Party is a bunch of New World Order elitists. Now, you've got the diehards out there that are Republicans who aren't conservatives, and they're still going to support it because they hate Democrats so much. But we can show the American people that it's two parties teamed up together against the American people, and we can get Ron Paul elected. I'm telling you.
Well, what really broke the news straw on the camel's back was when they elected Mel Martinez to head the RNC.
Well, I mean, look, how many Republican governors are anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun, anti-self-defense, who are for victim disarmament? How many Republicans, almost all of the leadership, are for total open borders, New World Order? I mean, even Lou Dobbs will tell you that now. So I'm telling you. But it's got to be a multi-pronged effect. You got to try to educate the public about the Global Crime Syndicate, continue that education process. They're now willing to wake up. They now know we've been telling them the truth. How many people out there heard me 12 years ago talk about the New World Order? You didn't believe me? Now you see it on CNN. Okay? How many people did I broke all this down. I told you they use terrorism to take our liberties. I was reading their own handbooks. Listen, the elitists are so arrogant that every year their big think tanks, Rand Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, think tank, a bunch of other big think tanks, hell, the Naval War College, the top, the head of the Naval War College, Professor Thomas Barnett, went on C-SPAN. I have the little creature on video. I played clips of it saying the military works for the New World Order. The military works for the global government. We work for Wall Street. I mean, they don't even mince words, but they know that only, I guess, in the past, weirdos, in quotes, like Alex Jones, watch C-SPAN, read RAND Corporation documents. Okay? That's how I knew all this stuff. I know how to read. It isn't hard. I mean, hell, folks, you can go buy British and German prime ministers and chancellors' autobiographies, American presidents' biographies, because they know only a select few inside the loop read that stuff. And, I mean, it's all world government this, world government that. I mean, it's so frustrating. Let me boil it down for you. I've never liked bullies. I've never liked scammers. I've never liked con artists. I always rooted for the guy in the white hat. You know, I didn't like the guys in the black hats and the westerns. I'm a sap, folks. You know, I mean, last night, this is going to be a weird analogy, but I'm going to tell it. I got home. We'd had the dog sitter there. My dogs were real happy to see me. I got the food out, was feeding my dogs, and I was sitting there watching my dogs eat. And I just felt good. I was like, I want to take care of my dogs. I like taking care of things. I like being nice. I like, you know, I'm a softie. And you're going, what does that mean? My point is, I'm a nice guy. Most of you are nice people. You know, but I take that instinct to want to be nice to a puppy dog further. I want to help the people. I want to warn you about corruption. There's a whole other world out there, a real world out there, that the average person isn't even aware of. You're being scammed. I want to warn you. We'll be right back with more of your calls, tons of news. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Shelley, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
LBJ.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
I'm making a film right now about global government. I literally have hundreds of clips of world leaders talking about how they're going to create a one-world government. I have their founding documents where they state a worldwide one-child policy, worldwide forced vaccinations, worldwide forced sterilizations, social workers managing and regulating every aspect of your lives. Folks, this stuff was written in the 1920s and is being implemented now. This is a long-term strategic goal. Basically, the money from the British Empire teamed up with European and U.S. banking money, the Carnegies, the Mellons, the Reynolds, the Rockefellers, and about 10 other families. They openly got together and said, we're going to create multinational organizations, multinational governing bodies, League of Nations that failed, UN, 1945, IMF, World Bank, Exim Bank, World Trade Organization, and we are going to implement a world government. Then meanwhile, they have model UN in every high school and middle school in the U.S. and most private schools where they brainwash and take your children to UN events. You didn't know about this, parents? Just ask your child. They've heard about it at their public school, even at their private school, most of them. And to know about this, to see this happening, to see this ongoing, to see property rights being destroyed, to see our borders being destroyed, to see our military, now they're saying it's going to be more and more mercenaries. Our police are going to be, quote, private with governmental powers. 20% of our ground force in Iraq, it was illegal alien, it was legalized to join, many of them aggravated felons. Now they're talking about boosting that to half of the ground forces by the start of 2010. Now, I read this in Army documents 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's in the AP. And they pitch it like it's good. I mean, this stuff is earth-shattering. And here's another analogy. It's like you have a neighbor. And you know that they're robbing the other neighbor. The other neighbors have their car broken into 3 times, their house broken into 2x. And you've seen the neighbor do it. And you call the police, and the police say, well, you saw him run towards that house, but you don't really know it's your neighbor. It was dark. You know, the cops got to have evidence. Okay, fine, whatever. But you go tell your neighbor, hey, man, I saw Bill over here breaking into your car. Bill's on drugs, whatever. And your neighbor goes, oh, I know Bill. That isn't true. I trust Bill. So you go pull up Bill's record. You pay a PI to do it. This is all hypothetical. And you find out Bill got out of prison 3 years earlier for robbery. Then you go show your other neighbor, who's your good friend, hey, look, Bill got out of jail for robbery. And just please read it. Please. And no, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm not going to read it. That's basically what my job's like. Because everything I talk about is documented. When I get up on air and I say, The United Nations and several global private corporations, and I name them, are running giant child kidnapping rings in the millions total over the last few years. And I reported that years ago. Now it's been all over the foreign press. And then it's finally in the Chicago Tribune, two different pieces, because the governor calls for an investigation. DynCorp and Halliburton. And I got people calling me up threatening me to shut up. I'm not going to shut up. I can't believe the public isn't in the streets protesting, freaking out, pulling their hair out. I mean, this is that's just one of thousands of things. I know for full well, and we have the university studies from the 20s and 30s with all these eugenicists and the Rockefellers funding the Nazis, that they were studying how to put different pathogens in vaccines, cancer viruses, toxins to sterilize women. The UN then got caught in Africa, India, and Latin America doing it. I have BBC reports, but again, the average person doesn't know about this. And then I tell you, don't take vaccines. This is the same government that gave black men syphilis, the same government with atomic soldiers, the same government that radiated tens of thousands of U.S. children. Just type Project Shad into Google. Project Shad. They would take our troops and say, just march into this chamber. They'd hit them with nerve gas, kill our own troops, and then dissect their bodies. That's who runs our government. You know, H.G. Wells, the father of science fiction, was the Queen's futurist. He wrote more nonfiction books than he wrote books of fiction, like War of the Worlds, The Time Machine, and other famous books. I got a clip I'm going to play in the next hour of a film that was made out of a book he wrote, Things to Come, where they openly announce a new world order, and they say they're not going to allow any nation states, and they're going to basically go after anybody that tries it. And the bad guys are the people, basically the Americans, that don't want world government. I mean, we got Hollywood movies made in 1937 about a new world order. I mean, this is what frustrates me. This thing is real. This thing is here. This thing is getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and they own both parties. Rupert Murdoch is behind Hillary Clinton. The Republicans and Democrats golf together, they sleep together, they go on vacations together. It's a big joke. You're talking about trillions of dollars they control. Multinational corporations have come in, private intelligence agencies and government intelligence agencies have come in. They've compromised our whole government. They basically milk the people's tax money that goes directly to corporate welfare. It's not free market, and I'm sick of it, and I want it to stop. Before we get into H.G. Wells in the next hour, when we start the next hour, I'll get into U.S. plans, invasion, broad attack on Iran. We'll cover that first. But right now, let's blitz through some of your phone calls. There was a caller there that wanted to talk about Hillary. I guess they just hung up. That's why I looked back at my screen and they were gone. So let's go ahead and go to Joel in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Belated Happy New Year.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, there's nothing more local than personal liberties, and I had the misfortune of having some campus security go on a fishing trip. It started with an illegal policy of unlawful use of a public internet terminal, and despite the fact that I am a student, they were going to charge me pretty much with a theft of service thing.
Okay.
But it's illegal, so what they had to do was they dropped that, but they bait and switched me to give me a disorderly conduct. Now, I know you can't give legal advice, but if you...
Well, I can do whatever I want, but I'm not going to give you legal advice because I don't know all the circumstances.
Okay, but if you have, like, a personal anecdote or something I can Google, I know that...
Well, I mean, it's simple. They'll try to make you plea bargain, you demand a jury trial, and as long as you didn't touch them, you don't have a problem.
Well, it's not even that. What they're trying to do is they're trying to claim that the excuse they're using is what holds water, and I'm saying... They instigated this whole thing to begin with because if they had even...
Oh, I know. Listen, there's hundreds of cases I see every month where the police come up and don't even have a reason to arrest you and then claim you were disorderly and arrest you for that, and then we get the squad car video and the person just asks questions. Talking, you know, to the police isn't allowed, and this is part of living in a third world police state. And listen, let me get something clear here. I was at Pokey Joe's today with my family, and there are these two officers sitting there laughing at me the whole time I'm eating. And I don't know if they're fans or like me. A lot of police like me. and are sophisticated enough to know I'm not anti-police, I'm anti-corruption, I'm anti the job they've been given, how their training has changed, and I don't like the fact that more and more of them will violate the Constitution and their oath of office. Same oath of office, their oath that they've sworn. Most of them haven't read the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I'm not against police. I'm against the fact that they have been federalized in their training, and more are federalized, just out and out federalized, and that they're helping by, that's where the rubber meets the road. I mean, tyranny comes to your door in a uniform, boys and girls, that at the end of the day, they're destroying their own children's future. And at the end of the day, they've been subtly twisted, subtly brainwashed, convinced that, oh, all these things they're doing are good. I mean, I got a sickening article today here where they're recruiting firemen now to be spies and tattletales and firemen to have cameras videotaping people who are talking on cell phones or don't have their seatbelts on. You know, I love firemen. They're wonderful people. They're the last true public servants. They're heroes, firemen and women. I salute you. I give money to the fire department. They've done stuff to help me with my grandparents in the past. When I've been out of town and my grandparents needed help, when my grandfather was still alive, and my God, to see them getting brought into the whole Jack Bauer world where, you know, we're all criminals and the state's got to watch us. And these thousands of cameras up and microphones and this whole control grip. The government and the media has always got excuses to surveil and manipulate and violate rights. But at the end of the day, those running and owning and lobbying and manipulating and pulling the strings of our government are criminal in spades. And they're the ones that need to be watched, arrested, controlled, dominated. And I just want the police to know that. You're not criminal, most of you. Most of you are good men and women. You got a tough job. But the state you work for, the government you work for, is totally rogue, totally out of control, and destroying our country. Now, you got a choice. You're going to stand with the people and the republic or with the private corporations that have had a hostile takeover of our government. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Yes, there is.